You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with me is Doug Hastings from Elite Fitness. You can find him online at 1826elitefitness.com and the contact number 360-703-3254. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you.
Let's talk about fitness. What did you do before you got started with this?
Well, actually, I was a heavy equipment operator, driving E950 log loaders and forklifts and loading trucks and offloading trucks.
Mm-hmm. So what made you think getting involved in fitness and even having your own business was the right thing for you to do?
Well, I've been working out for over 25 years and kind of got tired of all the hearsay, you should do this, you should take that, this is what you got to do, and every single person had a different answer. So mm-hmm. I decided that I wanted to get in to study it, and I kind of became the go-to guy, and then decided it was a passion and a love for me and mm-hmm. got education in it.
Has your experience in business been anything like you thought it might be when you got started?
No, I thought it was going to be much easier.
Yes. Yeah. So all kinds of pitfalls and challenges that come along. One of the things that you mentioned was that you're moving towards a model now in your third year in business towards an all-exclusive gym. Talk about that and what does that mean?
All right. So, yes, we are getting really close to our goals of our memberships of where we do want to become all inclusive. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that basically you either have to be referred by another member or put in an application to become a member there. One of the main reasons that we do that is because of the fact that we want people to be able to find parking, get parking, they're paying members. Mm-hmm. We also want to make sure that people have the equipment that they came in to use instead of waiting and waiting and waiting and not being able to get on a piece of equipment that you'd like.
Sure. Are you also trying to sort out a little bit, making sure that people are actually committed to what they say their goals are, so somebody's not just signing up for a membership like you see happen in some gyms and then they're just never showing up?
Right. Yes, and because we do a lot of training, and a lot of training is our specialization that mm-hmm. we turn around and, yeah, we want people there that want to be there, that want to work out, that want to commit to lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned training and trainers specifically. There's a lot of things that, because I've hired trainers myself in the past, and I have friends in around the country that are trainers, and there's some fairly big differences in what some of them believe. What are some of the common mistakes that trainers are making, and what are you doing in your gym to help address that?
First off, that I would say that too many times than not, trainers want to train their clients for what they want for their client, rather than what the client wants for themselves. Mm-hmm. I would also turn around and say that ongoing education is really important, mm-hmm. and most of the time to keep those certifications up, you have to have ongoing schooling and education. A lot of people kind of let those fall wayside. They kind of feel like they know what they're doing, they got it, they don't need that education, and then the client winds up suffering.
Okay. Well, that gives me a little bit of clue into what might make your gym unique, because I like to ask business owners, you know, what's your USP? What's your unique selling proposition, and what sets you apart from others? Would you agree that trainers might be, and how you're training your trainers, that might be one of the differences that sets your gym apart from others?
Absolutely. We have an incredible reputation for getting results and for no injuries and getting people where they want to be for their goals.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do? What are the steps look like that you invest in your trainers to help make them a cut above the others out there?
Okay, well, a lot of trainers all get their education from online or books, and they all have the book smarts. But I have found over the years very few have the actual practical application of actually working with somebody. Mm-hmm. So we bring them in and we work with our trainers to give them that practical application, how to connect with their client, how to turn around and we go over a health questionnaire. Then we go over a number system question to see how they would rank themselves. Mm-hmm. Then the last part, we turn around and ask them, you know, questions about what kind of physical activities do they like to do, so that we're not training them as a rock climber when they want to be a marathon runner or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with them, teaching them how to use bioelectrical impedance, how to tape people to get accurate results that you can track.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth.
Before you actually started the business, you mentioned that you were into doing private personal training. You've worked for other gyms and that sort of thing. What real changes have you seen happen in the industry? Because I even think about some of the information as it pertains to health and nutrition, and so much, even information that has come out recently has debunked a lot of things that we held as fact not that long ago. What kind of changes have you seen in the fitness end?
Oh, there's been several different things. First off, we have some new techniques that are creating the goals and getting them done in a reasonable time. Mm-hmm. For an example, an hour. We all are busy. We all have life and everything else. Nobody, including myself, has time to spend 4 to 5 hours working out.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we turn around and the techniques and the things that we use are really point driven to turn around and get those results without a whole lot of wasting time.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you as it pertains to a gym, because some people that think about a fitness gym and they envision themselves over on their bench, you know, busting a vein, trying to get their 50 pounds grunted out on their bench press, and here's somebody next to them who's maybe using 400 pounds or whatever. Gym's not always a welcoming environment for people. What do you say to individuals about that?
Well, I would turn around and say that everybody has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we bring our clients in, we definitely let them know that when we do the evaluation. So many people are worried about, oh my gosh, I got to get in shape before I can go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a backwards way of thinking. So what we turn around and tell them is not to worry about your numbers, not to worry about the things that you're doing, because it's kind of like your GPS. You can go out to your car, punch in a destination, but if your GPS doesn't know where you're at, it can't get you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to use that with our clients.
We're just about out of time, but I want you to touch on glycogen stores in muscles, because a lot of people aren't familiar with what this is at all. And I've become aware of it through training I did in the military and working with other people knowledgeable. Talk about glycogen a little bit and how that's actually a consideration in your training.
Okay, so glycogen stores kind of determines how long you're going to go before you get wore out.
Mm-hmm.
So some different training techniques that we use actually increase the glycogen stores by pushing the body to where we completely deplete the glycogen. In response, the body turns around and makes larger quantities of glycogen in the muscle. Basically, what that means is that you can turn around and do the same activity for a longer period of time. Or for a lot of people, that just simply means that they don't have to take a nap in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My guest has been Doug Hastings from 826 Elite Fitness, and that's the website, 826elitefitness.com. You can also email your individual questions to Doug at doug@1826elitefitness.com. You can also call the gym at 360-703-3254. Again, 360-703-3254. Thanks for being on the broadcast here with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.